Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I'll start with yesterday, as the Marlins did indeed complete the sweep. Oh, sound.
High fly ball, right field. Bellinger giving ground. Still giving ground on their track, looking up. Goodbye.
Spoke too soon.
Three-run homer, Kyle Stowers. He had a grand slam in Friday night's game, and he's taking a leisurely stroll, and I don't blame him around the base.
This guy's pretty good, Kyle Stowers. He was an all-star, and he was outstanding this weekend. That was part of a 7-3 win. He drove in four on the day. The Marlins, as we say, complete the sweep, as they are now 31-15 since they started, whatever it was, 24-40 through the early part of June. They've played really well. Here's Cody Bellinger. On this scrappy Marlin team?
Yeah, you know, I think this series, right, just, you know, they got us, they beat us. You know, no way around it. We got swept, so got to come out tomorrow and be better.
Now, Luis Gil
was swept by a team that's got a $66 million payroll compared to your $393 million payroll.
And by the way, when the series started, they were an under 500
Correct.
Team.
Right. They're 55-55 right now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a silver lining for the teams that the Yankees are going to play. Like, if you're under 500, you can get over 500 after you sweep them.
Get right team, one of those. That's what they are right now.
Are they a get right team? I tell you what, they're pretty good. I mean, these young players were.
No, I'm saying the Yankees are the get right team. Play the Yankees, get back to 500.
Get back to 500.
One day the Yankees acquire Stowers.
Stowers.
Stowers. Stowers. Stowers. Stowers. Yeah.
Stowers, I just met her.
When are they going to acquire him?
I don't know. During the season, in his last year of arbitration, when they're going to have to pay him in free agency.
Okay.
That'll be exactly what it is. It'll be at the trade deadline then.
Okay.
Now, if I go back to Saturday, this is the play I think you guys were talking about quite often in the early start.
Going on and popped up, playable. Backing up second baseman Edwards, coming onto the dirt now as he was on the grass. And throw him to first, almost double it up. Jazz, they did. Are you kidding? How did that happen? The play's right in front of him. The second baseman gathered. He was 8 feet off the bag. They got him by about 2 feet on the double up. That is just not right. Wow. Another base-running faux pas by the Yankees.
Ooh, dropping faux pas on us.
It sure was. So then I give you the post-game sound.
There you go. You could call it faux pas.
Faux pas.
The mental faux pas?
Yes.
We could do that.
MFPs?
I think in this case you have to hear from Boone.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
About this situation.
Can't get caught there. I have no issue with the initial pressure because I understand like infielders will try and swap you out. But you got to know exactly where you are to be able to get yourself back safely.
And he didn't. And so here was Chisholm on the Yes Network. So what happened?
They're just trying to be aggressive, already playing with both the middle infielders out there. You know, I saw something that I thought they were going to do. He deked it like he was going to do it. He didn't do it. But, you know, still trying to be aggressive because I've played here before. I know how the field plays. And
I mean, you know.
So he knows how he plays, but I'm saying, like, where's the deke?
I don't know. Just because he glanced at him? That doesn't look like a deke to me. He's under the ball. He catches it. He throws him out.
Right.
It really is terrible.
The only guy that was being a deke was Chisholm.
Ayo. Oh, that was funny. Here is the deke himself, the follow-up from Meredith.
Would you do it differently next time, now knowing we know?
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
Right.
You learned something there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Jesus.
What a mess, honestly. So they get swept. I believe it's the first time the Marlins have ever swept them. They're the only team. How about this? And it's not this doesn't go back 100 years, I know. The only team, though, the Yankees do not have a winning record against.
Yeah,
the Marlins. How about that?
And is that including the World Series?
Yeah, I would certainly think so, for sure. Which, if you forgot, the Marlins beat them. Yankees in Texas tonight. Max Fried faces Patrick Corbin on the Fan at 8:05. Yankees now a third-place team. They trouble Toronto and Boston. The Red Sox have won 5 in a row. As for the Mets, really not much better, as I know they did win one game, but they did lose 2 out of 3.
They need Stanek to just get through this. First pitch hit deep to left field. Back goes Nimmo onto the track. He jumps. He can't get it. It's over the wall for a home run. Casey Schmidt with a 3-run homer.
That
extends the Giants' lead now to 12-2.
At their scoring, the Mets would put up a couple on the board, but 12-4 was the final. Giants take 2 of 3. Rafael Devers, a 3-run homer in the third. Dom Smith with a 2-run single. Here was Carlos Mendoza. The losing pitcher was Frankie Montas. 7 runs, 7 hits, Woof. 2 walks. Yeah, not Woof. Great. Here was Mendoza. The third inning really got him.
You know, that first inning, stuff-wise, the sinker was good. I thought he got some swing and misses with the split, but then on that third inning, you know, they put the ball in play, they hit some balls hard, and then Devers got him with a big one there. But overall, just not getting swing and misses, location, and he got hit.
He did, and Montas knows not good.
I mean, he's definitely tough there for me. Feel like I make some good pitches, but just went through the hole. They have a really good hitting lineup. I missed a couple spots, probably on Devers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe so. New York isn't for this guy. I mean, we've got some evidence now.
I don't know.
Two different places.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pitches well elsewhere, comes here, stinks.
Not so. He's throwing to an ERA of 6.68.
Mm. Brian Cashman sucks.
Mets play the Guardians tonight. Sean Manaea, the start on Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. Mets a half game behind the Phillies in the NL East. Last night, it was Philadelphia beating Detroit.
Swung on, hit high in the air, center field. It's deep, Beerling back. At the track, it's gone! Kyle Schwarber with a towering solo home run just to the left of the batter's eye.
Dude, this guy is so good. He's got 38 home runs now. Hits big home run after big home run. 2-0 was the final. Christopher Sanchez threw 8 innings for the win. So Philadelphia 63-48 on the season. They've got 1 less loss than the Mets do. Both teams with 63 victories. Also of note from baseball, the Mariners beat Jacob DeGrom and the Rangers 5-4. In that game, Julio Rodriguez homered, first player in baseball history, 20 or more home runs and 20 or more stolen bases in each of his first 4 seasons. And the Braves beat the Reds at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee 4-2 in the game that started Saturday. Horrible rain, and then they wound up playing on Sunday.